You're listening to the Nuff Said podcast, real strategies for customer success.
Hey everyone, this is Chris, co-founder of Nuff Said. And on today's show, we spoke with Elizabeth Quirland about launching a digital CS program. And what we learned is that first, the best programs can only be developed after gathering lots of information from existing customers along their journey and talking to existing CSMs. Two, don't be afraid of sending emails. The critical skill is writing emails that add value and training customers that your emails are worth reading. When hiring for digital CS, it helps to have operationally minded people who are comfortable with processing and analyzing data. That's the TLDR. Let's jump in.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Chris. I'm Elizabeth. I'm Digital Customer Success Manager at Agora Pulse. So basically what I do there is that I'm industrializing customer success management for our SMBs customers. And I'm also the head of customer success practice for Uppercut First, a consultative firm. Thrilled to join you today as I also created a website called thedigitalcsm.com a year ago. And it's all about digital CS. So I'm super excited to talk about that with you today.
We're delighted to get your experience because you've been doing this for a while now. And I think the first question that it's worth clearing up is, you know, people talk a lot about low touch, tech touch, digitally led CS. What's the difference between all of them?
I think the answer may disappoint a lot of listeners, but whatever. It's really a buzzword. Let's be honest. At the end of the day, when CSM started, we put everything we wanted into that. It was sales, it was support, it was CSM. So now we have the same experience with digital customer success, low touch, tech touch. It's all buzzword. Basically, the objective of these titles is all about one-to-many communication. And what we want to convey with these different titles, but it's really so granular, it's too soon in the process to go in this degree of granularity, is that low touch, you will have few interaction with a CSM. Tech touch, it will be self-service. Tech touch / digital led customer success. But at the end of the day, and I think we see that with a lot of people, a lot of speakers, a lot of webinars, because it seems to be the trend lately, when it comes to digital led customer success, it's including digital communication into customer success management. So it's not because you send digital communication to your customers that you are forbidden to speak to the customer. It's just about making the experience consistent. And we need to, let's back to basic, let's go to simplicity. What's the sense how the digital led customer success can help the high touch customer success, the low touch customer success, things like that.
And despite all of the buzz in the marketplace, most companies still feel like they're in their infancy of setting up their digitally led programs. So you're going to be at Agora Pulse, you're going to be setting up digitally led CS for the first time. This is going to be your second time doing it. And so I think the theme of today's conversation is, how do you get started with a program like this? Because it feels overwhelming. There's so many different places to look. So let's start with that first. You're coming into a new company with an existing CS program, first person doing digital, where do you start?
That's a great question. So there is so much things to look at. There is so much cool things, so much project to look at. So I think the first thing to do is take a step back and look at what's happening already, and then make 3 priority per quarter. And if you have a lot of ideas, take a separate paper, make your priority and deal with 3 priority per quarter. So first thing to know, you know that you cannot deal with everything in the first week. Then you kindly ask to the existing CS team, what is the customer journey so far? What do they do? What do they don't do? Where are the eras that where the customer success manager has a real added value and where can it be automated? Then you look at the data. Data is so important, and lucky me, I love data. Well, now I learned to love data. Sorry, that's way more honest. So you look at the data to see if you can translate the customer experience into data to see if you can follow up what's happening. And then based on that, you start to translate what your CS team told you into a product, into the CSM, into data, and how can you trigger stuff to communicate efficiently to the customer. And I think that's something that we tend to forget, but customer success manager, high touch, digital, low touch, whatever, it's all about delivering value to the customer. So you go back to product and you say, okay, you produce this feature, that's great, but why did you produce that? What's the pain point? What's the root cause? And the objective of that is that you can start creating messages that are targeting to the right industry, to the right persona, because if the only communication you have to your customer is email, you need to make a shot. You won't have a second chance. So do a great impression from the beginning. So far I'm there.
You've made that sound easy, but it actually sounds like there's potentially a lot more detail that's worth getting into here. So the first thing that you said was you need to catalog the existing experience through the eyes of existing CSMs.
Yes.
So, and how do you know that that's the right experience for a digitally led program? Okay, there you go. So how do you make that decision?
I think it's super important to see what's happening from both sides. So what I did is that because we have a lot of high touch customer success manager and they deal with different countries. So the experience is also different over there. So what I did is that I simply sent a form, a Google form to existing CSM asking them, okay, what do you do? What's your role as a CSM? Do customer understand the difference between support and CS? What's the onboarding for you? What are the things that you are doing? What's the impact on customer? And then I replicate that on, so for the onboarding, for the adoption, for the retention, for the expansion, for the churn, etc. So it's already something. It does not show the big picture, but it's already shows something. Then the objective would be to go maybe to product and ask them what would be the ideal experience? What are you expecting? And for us, I have this information by looking at our in-apps because I can see what are we shooting first so I can understand what the product wants the customer to see. And then, but I did not go there yet, I will contact customers, advocates, so people that are super successful or maybe some that we have lost, to ask them, hey, what was the experience for you? What did you want? So really the objective is not to have a single source of truth. It's to see how each department, how each persona, internal client and external client, see the journey.
That's great. You also mentioned that you are able to look into the product usage data to see how the experience works actually for most customers within the product. But a lot of companies that are starting this digitally led program, they oftentimes either don't have access to any product usage data or they don't trust it. So would you say that's a prerequisite? Is good product usage data a prerequisite to rolling out digitally led CS?
I would say that I feel blessed to have data because it's super useful, obviously. But at the end of the day, even if you have data, even if a customer you see in his usage data that he used 100% of the product, it doesn't mean that he gets the outcome he was expecting or that he reaches the goal he wanted. So if you don't have the data, it will be longer, but you can still have your answer. Ask your customer, okay, what was your objective? Did you reach it? If yes, how did you reach it? And same thing if he did not. What was your objective? You don't know. Why you did not know? Did anyone help you before? How could we have helped you? Did you figure it out how to use the product? Are you successful even though you don't have a goal in mind? And then you just ask the five whys, like why? And the objective is really to see where are they coming from? Where are they going? How?
What gets me most excited about what you're sharing, Elizabeth, is that the digitally led program for you is born out of spending a lot of time deeply understanding the customer and the CSMs. So you are really deeply understanding what are the pain points of the customer? What are the internal perspectives? What are the customer's perspectives? And you're using all of that to build the right digitally led programs. That's really interesting because I think a lot of companies think, well, digitally led is about automation, right? And so you sometimes lose track of the customer.
But, you know, we all have personal email and we all put in spam at least 10 emails a day because, oh my God, it's exhausting. How did they find me? So when you receive an email, you have to get the added value. You have to see how it's going to serve me, how it's going to help me. I listened to a recording today about mastering storytelling, and it was very exciting in a way that I reminded that it's any conversation, digital, by email, one-to-one, it's never about your company. It's never about the product. It's about your customer, his pain point, why he needs you, why he cannot do that by himself. How are you going to help him succeed? And at the end of the day, your product, we don't even care. We don't care about the features. It's just a way to achieve his objective. Don't speak about your product. Don't speak about your features. Be the advisor your customer don't have enough money to pay for.
Exactly. And by the way, you made another thing seem very easy, which for a lot of companies is very difficult, which is the actual messaging that goes out to the customer. You said send out a good targeted message to the customer. Mm-hmm. But how does one do that? So a lot of companies struggle, like, who writes the email? Is it us? Is it marketing? Who's the best writer in the company? Where does the content come from? How do you know it's the right content? Are you using content that CSMs are using in other parts of the journey, or are you creating new content? So can you walk through, how do you solve that problem?
So that's actually an issue, well, a topic that I spent an hour and a half on Monday about. So you're right on time. Basically, what I did is that I tried to isolate right now what are the messages that our customer receives and from who. And the idea is that the very beginning of the journey, so when the prospect becomes a customer, we send him a welcome email, but we also tell him, if you need this, you go there. And it's super important because, let's be honest, even us as SaaS provider, we don't know what CS is about, and we know even less what digital led is about. So we need to evangelize even better to our customer, why are we here, how can we help them, and when to contact who for which persona. So it's really about go back to simplicity, stop about granularity. Okay, you have trouble identifying who should reach the customer. Okay, so let's sit at the table and let's figure it out what's happening right now. And let's communicate that to the customer. If we know the information, if we have it at our disposal, let's convey it to our customer, transparency and simplicity.
So, Elizabeth, a key part of building a new program like this feels like there's something around goal setting. Like, how do you know you're successful? How are you going to measure the digitally led team? So can you talk a little bit about that component of starting a team?
You speak about the team or the strategy, sorry.
I think the core of the question is, how do you set goals for a new team that's leading digital CS?
Okay, so I think it's really about understanding what the customer wants and then how we help him achieve that. So really, I'm not reinventing the wheel, and no one is. You have a goal and then you create milestones in order to achieve the goal, and you communicate to the customer when the milestone is achieved, as simple as that. And the only complexity when it comes to digital-led customer success is that you do not get the opportunity to communicate face-to-face to your customers. So in order to measure if you're successful or not, when you send out a communication, always include a call to action. When you send out a communication, before creating it, think about, why am I doing that? What's the goal? What's the added value? Can I make sure that I'm not going to send this email that the customer will not consider this email as a spam, and that he will see the values that I'm bringing. And then, because you will always have call to action, you can measure the percentage of clicks in the email or in the in-app. And then you can see if they achieve the goal, and the goal being translated into a user did this in your product and stuff like that.
Okay, so there's not a goal of like, okay, we want to have 50% of our communication happening over email or digital and 50% in person. You're not setting goals like that. Is that right? Is the goal going to be more long retention?
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, we don't care. Even if we take a step back, when my CEO will wonder, is it useful for us if she remains in the company? He will not think about how many communications she will have produced. No one cares. He will worry about, did she help us maintain and grow our customer base? If so, then I achieved my objective. I reached my goal. So it's not about creating message, creating app, creating in-apps. We really don't care. It's about, did it help the customer? And it's all about testing if it's too much, not enough, omni-channel, multi-channel, stuff like that.
What touch points ended up being the most effective for you? And the reason I'm asking this is a lot of people are worried about just using email as their main touch point.
That's a super question. And I think people are really afraid to send email because they are afraid they're not going to write it well. So the first thing I want to say about that is dig in into the copywriting topic. And that's super important because it's also strongly linked to CS. Actually, I'm also taking some course in copywriting right now because I've realized when you send an email, it has to provide value. It has to provide something to the customer or at the user, at the person at the end of the day. We all have personal inbox. We all have email and we are all spammed by tons of email. It's a nightmare, let's be honest. And so what will trigger you to open an email? Honestly, what will trigger you? Will it be because you will have a discount? Will it be because it will have an interest? Will it be because it will be a friend of yours? So the real thing is as a CS is really to understand how can you push people to open your email, especially in digital CS world, right? So you have to provide value. So never send an email if you don't know your persona. So obviously, if you don't have a call to action, what do you expect people to do at the end of it? Is that opening it, clicking to take an appointment, making like clicking on a specific feature? What's the end? And it's also about creating value. So do not explain what the feature does because no one cares. Explain how it will make their life better. So what will be the direct benefit, or even better, how it will help the company to make more money. And I think when it comes to email, send email whenever it can add value. And if you still don't know when to start email, or if you're afraid that it's going to be too much, take your customer journey. What's the starting point? What's the end point? What do you want your customer to do at the end of the journey? And then go back from the starting point and flag all the requirements, all the critical things they have to do within your software in order to achieve this objective. So in this way, you can isolate all the technical requirements customers have to do. And then the only thing that you have to do really is draft your message. And that's not the most difficult, especially if you know your software. You know what buttons they have to click on. You know how you want them to do that. And you should know the benefits they should get from it.
The theme of all the examples that you gave is making sure that people are getting value. So
exactly.
If you train people that emails from you equal value, people will open your emails. Mm-hmm. On this topic of gathering feedback from customers, do you have a recommendation for how to collect voice of the customer data? I think specifically better understanding how the customer feels about their engagement with your company.
Mm-hmm. Customer sentiment is a tricky topic. Let's be honest, because we've all sent so much sentiment surveys and we don't really know if we can rely on it or if it's useful. And let's be honest, when it's NPS, it's would you recommend the thing to a friend from 0 to 10? And I don't know if I mentioned that before, but a customer answered to this NPS survey telling me by email, well, I'm the only one working in the industry, so I don't have any friends who work in the same industry, so I cannot recommend at all. Really? Dude, what's happening? So at the end of the day, your question is really simple. Is the customer getting value out of your product? So just ask him, this is a promise we want to deliver you. Did you achieve this promise? And yes, it's dangerous because it's a yes or a no. And if it's no, you may have a churn. But if it's a no, if the customer tells you no, at least you can act on it. You can say, okay, do you want some help? How can we help you? Do you want a call? Do you want us to send you more content? Don't you care? And at least you know you have some visibility on your account. So I think we should just remove all the unnecessary surveys that we will never get the end of and just focus on value. Do you know the promise we wanted to offer? And did you achieve this value?
Awesome. That's very simple and easy to follow along. Do you recommend asking this question live? Is it okay to do it over email? What's your recommendation?
So now I'm working in digital CS, so it's only digital. What I'm doing is I'm sending an email and I'm sending a type form, and it's a decision tree. So you achieve this email. Cool. Can we make an interview? And then advocate, bling, more money. And if it's a no, then we also send more information and the data goes back in the tools that we work on, and it can all go to automation. And the good thing with automation is that you know exactly the revenue was related to which customers. So that's cool. I think it can also be done in high touch doing QBRs. But the thing is, in QBRs, we rarely achieve the objective because at the end of the day, we're all reactive. We all CS react reactively. We always speak about being proactive in a perfect world, but we are not in the perfect world. We are in the COVID world. So I would honestly say that during a QBR, you need to ask the champion, do you really get what you wanted? And if he's not sure about what he wanted, maybe you should go back to the main objective. So this was the promise. Did you achieve it? Or if he's still not sure about that, you should ask him, what was your objective? Did you want to make more money, be more productive? Did you want it to spend less? The three main objectives, the three motivations. So maybe go back to this, and then did you achieve these objectives? But it's really tricky to do this in high touch because people tend to be talky. And so maybe you can let them, but really summarize it. At the end of the day, it's a Boolean, yes, no.
Nice. And for people that are listening in, they're interested in investing more heavily in digital CS. Can you talk about hiring? And I think specifically, what does the first hire look like into a role like this? And then maybe what are the next couple of hires after that? What kind of skills do I need to be thinking about? What type of person am I looking for? Do they have to have experience previously in digital CS? Do they need to come from marketing? How do you think about that?
So first thing is not to be afraid of data because you have to dig in. So that's a hard skill. You don't have to be a dev, but you need to understand and you need to be curious. You need to ask informations. I think having a prior experience in high touch is also important in a way that you need to simplify what you've experienced in the past and vulgarize it for your audience. You also need to be social with your coworker because you're gonna check a lot to the other department and ask them what's ready, what's not ready, how can you work together, mainly with product, with marketing, with data, with the CS team, so you can translate what they've done into a digital way. So that's super important. And obviously be organized and not being afraid of reporting. So I would honestly say that when it comes to skills in customer success, everything can be learned. I don't have any degree in that. I've obviously had some certification when they got in, but I was already a customer success manager. So it's really about soft skill, understanding, not being afraid to look for. And today we are in a world where resources are free, they're on the table, they're on the internet, just go for it, look for it. Everything you need to know is on the table.
Amazing, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us today. And I think maybe a bigger thank you is needed because you invest a lot of your time personally in helping the community level up and get better. So I just want to express my gratitude for what you do for us and the community and investing so much of your time. So, and thank you for joining us today.
You know, I have a baby, so I have lots of spare time during my nights now.
Thank you for investing in the CS community rather than Netflix.
And that's it for this week's episode of Nuff Said. To learn more about NuffSed's proactive intelligence platform, you can visit NuffSed.com. That's NuffSaid.com. And you can follow NuffSed on LinkedIn. To tune in to more real customer success strategies, head over to your podcast platform of choice and make sure you're subscribed. Thanks for tuning in. NuffSed.